Welcome to the Daily Elevated. Today, I want to talk about something exciting that we've just announced today. And I want to introduce you to setbacks that we're already facing so that you can understand what it takes and what you deal with in this new age of suppression of information, suppression of our First Amendment, of the freedom of speech, suppression of these over-politicized social media platforms that do everything in their power to suppress the voice of the people. And I hope you can come along with me on this ride and understand a little more of what things look like on my end, behind the scenes, behind the camera. Because what we've done today is we've announced something that we've been working on for over a month now of assembling and putting together. And it's called Breakaway USA. Now, what Breakaway USA is, it's a group of individuals. We have myself, and we have Gentry and Michael, and we all are in the same space. We all do something similar where we bring cultural and political issues to the people so they can understand what's truly happening. We've all dealt with censorship, each and every one of us, to a certain extent. Now, today, just to give you a backstory, we released knowledge of the Breakaway USA podcast and what it will be. It will be a series on different things. It will be articles. It will be interviews. It will be a podcast. And we're even looking at things like animated cartoons. So it's a lot of work that we're doing, that we've been setting up. And today, finally, we released knowledge of this to people, right? We made it public. Now, we don't have a publicly accessible podcast yet. However, we do have a podcast channel on Spotify, on Amazon Music, everywhere. iHeartRadio, et cetera, Apple Podcast. And we have a YouTube channel. We have all the regular socials, right? Twitter, Rumble, TikTok, Clapper, et cetera. In the same day today, once we announced it, our Spotify was taken down. We got flagged for hate speech on a video on our YouTube channel that's not even public yet. It's unlisted, meaning unless you have the specific link, you cannot access it. The public cannot access it. I appealed the decision from Facebook, and they came back and they said, nope, it's hate speech. If you get one more of these, then it's going to be a strike against your account. And if you get two of those strikes or three of the strikes, you basically lose your account. Now, I've had a podcast, The Daily Elevated, and others for 4 years, okay? I've never had an issue with Spotify ever. Today, 2 days before we launch, the podcast is no longer available on Spotify. So I reach out to customer support, and eventually I got them to tell me what was going on. Apparently, there was some fraud detected on my account, some fraud. I've had this account with Spotify for over 4 years. I've never gotten this before. Now, is that just a coincidence that in the same day, YouTube gave us essentially a strike for hate speech, Spotify removes the podcast? Not to mention, here's the other little nugget of beauty. Gentry Jeevers, who is a member of Breakaway USA, he got a notification from Instagram that his account may be deleted. Not just shadow banned, not just suppressed, literally deleted because of misinformation. So I cannot tag him. I cannot add him as a collaborator. He can't add anyone as a collaborator. His account is essentially limited. And now from what we've been hearing, this can last as long as a year. 1 year. The matter of the fact is that all these things are happening in the same exact day. So that's what we deal with on a daily basis, is how far, or what are we allowed to say on these platforms that really don't allow freedom of speech? Now, we have a constitutional right to freedom of speech, but that doesn't extend to private companies, because every private company determines their own terms of service in order for you to use that product or service or walk into that store and conduct a transaction, whatever it is. So it's just incredibly timely that it happened all in the same day. It almost makes you believe that it's not capricious. It's not random. So that being said, besides that, we are going to continue full force because the Breakaway USA is something that we believe is very topical, very timely, and very needed for the type of society that we're living in right now. The issue I have, not the issue I have, but the issue that I see rather with a lot of people is that they just don't understand what's happening. They're caught up in the 24-hour news cycle where every day is something new. You don't have time to sit and think about what happened yesterday because you're inundated. You're with news every single day. So what I've tried to do myself is remove myself from that 24-hour news cycle and really focus on the bigger picture, how everything fits together, how the puzzle was made, and how all the pieces fit into that one puzzle. What's the goal for these elites, for our world? What's the plan of action? And how are they trying to implement that? I mean, a regular person working a 9-to-5 with the family or just your run-of-the-mill chores or duties every day makes it impossible to follow all of these moving parts happening. I mean, you have things happening in Ukraine that affect things happening in the rest of Europe, that affects the commodities from Russia and natural gas, and that affects politics, and that affects what Putin may say to try to sway voters in the U.S., to stop giving money to Ukraine. And then you have people who just side with Russia and not Ukraine, and Ukraine and not with Russia. Like, it's all over the place. So it's impossible to keep up with everything. So that's what we do for you. We have our finger on the button every single day. We're sifting through news. You almost have this team working for you that is going to bring you topical information, but not just tell you what's happening, but tell you how that fits in a broader, more macro perspective, in a broader sense. The other thing is we are going to be explaining the founding documents like the Constitution, like the Bill of Rights. What does it actually mean for you? What kind of rights do you have? Inalienable rights. And what exactly can you do on a day-to-day basis? Especially, it's good to know what people cannot stop you from doing. Because there's a lot of that now. There's a lot of self-censorship. There's a lot of don't do this because you may look bad in front of other people. As if looking bad in front of other people is the worst thing ever. So people self-subjugate themselves. They self-censor themselves. And we can no longer have a civil discussion on anything anymore. Because as soon as you say something contrary to what maybe one person believes is true in their subjective opinion, in their head, they start yelling. They start calling you things like racist, like a bigot, like a misogynist. So people don't want to put their opinions out there if this is the response that they get. And if you go through my comments on any one of my videos, you'll see that, yeah, the majority of them are very supportive. But there are people there who are just looking to pick fights. And I love those comments. Now, it's not for everyone. You know, a lot of people have a very hard time reading things that are very mean-spirited directed towards them. But me, I've grown up with a thick skin. I love that stuff because it's a way for me to help people who don't agree with me realize that they possibly are not making a good argument. They possibly have a superficial point or no point whatsoever. And the way that I interact with these people is I don't yell at them. I don't belittle them. I don't call them names. I ask them questions. Like, why do you say that? What led you to believe this? Why do you believe that this is true? And oftentimes, in this new age that we're living in, people don't ask questions. They just scream at you with their point. You scream at them with your point back, and everyone's just screaming at each other, and no one is understanding anything that the other person is saying. I mean, you look at these rallies, it's just people screaming at each other. No one is talking. And the people who do try to talk, they get shouted down. So what are we to do in an age where this kind of classical liberalism is no longer the predominant form of thinking, where civil discussions and you know, just ideas are talked about by people with opposing viewpoints. What are we to do in that case? That's the thing, is the powers that be, the constructors of the puzzle, if you want to call it that, want it so that we're not talking. Because divided we fall, right? Divided, it's easier for them to implement whatever plan they have for humanity. And if everyone is separated and everyone is fighting with each other, guess what the elite can do? They can steal all of your money. They can increase commodity prices 500%. They can cause another global recession so that they can swoop up and steal even more stock or buy up even more stock. They can do things like buy every single family residence so that no one owns any homes anymore except BlackRock. These are all things that are happening. BlackRock is on target to own 60% of all single family homes in the United States. Listen to that one more time. BlackRock is on course to own 60% of all of the single family homes in the United States. Think about how wild that is. Now, we have antitrust laws, right? Things against monopolies. We have all these laws that are supposed to stand up when something like this happens, right? Politicians are supposed to speak out when things like this happen. So why aren't they? Now, there are people on the Republican side of the aisle which are speaking out, not all of them. And that's because BlackRock manages something in the realm of $8 or $10 trillion of money, so they just pay everybody off to shut up. And the people who don't take their money are in for a hell of a ride trying to get reelected. It all comes down to money. So they don't want us talking. They don't want us fighting. They want gender ideology and racial equity and CRT and SEL and all these other things happening. They want all this stuff to divide us so that we're fighting over identity. Remember, Marxism talked about different classes, the haves versus the have-nots, the bourgeoisie versus the proletariats, the poor versus the rich. And that didn't work because capitalism did too good of a job providing people with necessary goods and commodities at a cheap price that had elevated the entire population of the world into an era of abundance that we have never seen in the history of humanity. Now, that's not good if you're a communist. That's not good if what you want in the world is to see communism implemented. And if you're not aware, communism is the end goal of Marxism, which institutes a socialist government, which, according to them, is just supposed to evolve into a communist state with no problems at all. So you basically take all of the factories and all the means of production, according to Marx, and you have it owned by the people, not the elite. It's not ran by anyone. It's all communal. It's run by everyone. And then eventually they'll just give it to the state. And then the state will just be there and there will be a classless society. These people are just out of their freaking minds. But that's what they want. They want chaos, because when you implement chaos, you can destroy a culture, destroy a society. And then when you have destroyed a society, people are going to want order. You have to institute disorder into an orderly culture and break down that culture so that society and culture are broken down, to then come in and say, you see, it didn't work. Let's do something new. Let's implement this socialism, this communism. When in reality, it's a neo-communism. It's not communism like the one that Mao's China tried to implement, or Lenin or Stalin's Soviet Union. This is a Chinese President Xi-style neo-communism, where the state has a dictator. So it's almost like fascist communism, where you have one dictator, one authoritarian running the ship and controlling the state in a communist state, who also has the corporations doing the bidding of the state. You know, we saw Alibaba, founder Jack Ma disappear for what, like a year? The richest man in China. Started saying a little bit too much, being a little bit too opinionated, and he disappeared for about a year to get re-educated. Re-educated, which means essentially that they cram propaganda down your throat until you just, either you believe it and you really tout and you just speak about how good the state of China is and the Communist Party and President Xi, or you don't believe it, but you want to live. And you want to get the hell out of that re-education camp. So you say whatever they want. That is a type of neo-communism that they want to implement. Now, how do you implement something like that? How do you say, hey, give us all the power? You have an abundance of commodities and items and a standard of living that no one could ever had imagined even 100 years ago. How do you get people to throw all that comfort off? Well, you make them believe that they're living in an oppressed world. You make them believe that they're born in the wrong body. You make it cool and fashionable to live queerly, not to be gay or trans or lesbian, to live queerly. Queerly means something just that doesn't fit in to what society has told us is normal, what nature has told us is normal, a man and a woman. To live queerly means that you should live differently. And you cast off that normalcy that has gotten us to this point of this world with so much. And you say, this is not right. This is not for me. And you indoctrinate children and teens and even adults who have mental illness, who have issues from living in a house with no parents or one parent or two parents or abusive parents or whatever societal determinant that has brought someone to the point of their life where they're at right now. You take all that anger, all that angst, all that resentment, all that hopelessness, all that self-doubt, all that fear, and you say, this is a fault of society. It's not your fault. So you're enabling these people to believe that the fault is not of theirs. The fact that you don't have a job is not because you don't want a job. It's because society has just giving you a really bad hand, because that's what it's meant to do. Society is out to get you. So we have to break down society and reinstitute something new. Now, what that new thing is, they don't exactly tell you. Now, we know it's socialism, which they want it to turn into communism or a neo-communism, but they're not going to say that off the bat. They're going to tell you, well, something has to happen because, you know, society is out to get you. You're black, well, you're oppressed because the whites hate you. You're Asian, well, you know, you should be oppressed because then you have a bone to pick with society. You're white, well, I mean, you're shit out of luck if you're white because you are the oppressor. So it's interesting to see how these elites and these leftists have collaborated to bring about a state that makes them both happy in the immediate, right? The leftists want revolution. They want communism. That's what they do. That's what their ideology signals. It's like being Christian, and you want to be Christian and not want other people to be Christian, right? You wouldn't not want to spread Christianity. That's one of the core tenets of Christianity, or Islam, or any other religion. Because this leftism, this is a religion. It's an activist ideology. And what that means is that typically an ideology is a set of beliefs that people can live by, right? Or follow. But it's just that. This new leftist wokeist stuff, this is an activist ideology, which essentially it says that it's not enough to just be a good person. You have to actively fight racism. You actively have to be an anti-racist. You actively have to fight white privilege. That's what critical race theory says. So if you're not an activist, you're not actively taking taking part in changing society, then you are part of the problem. You are a white supremacist. That's why they call Kanye West a white supremacist. Because it's not about not being white or being white. It's about not wanting a revolution. If you don't want a revolution, then you are part of the problem because you believe that we are living in a society that is mostly good. But instead of wanting incremental change, like what we've done for the last hundreds of years, try to make incremental changes to make society better as a whole. Nope, they don't want that. They want a complete breakdown of society. You see, people like critical race theorists, they don't believe that the Constitution holds water because they say that white men wrote the Constitution for white people. Therefore, it is inherently racist. The founding documents of this country, the best constitution that has ever been written in the history of humanity, that we took, the founding fathers took from hundreds and hundreds of years of other countries and trying this. They took the best parts. It's actually very revolutionary what they did. Incredible what they did. And the elites looked at the founding fathers and the Americans as these stupid, crazy rebels. And now critical race theorists, because of someone named Kimberly Crenshaw, who is a hack and a fraud, who stole all her ideas from other people, slapped race on critical theory and said, look what I invented. When in actuality, everything she said has already been said by other leftists. So she's a fraud, she's a hack. And she said she invented something that she didn't. And now she's trying to take all the credit. But what they did is they brought this theory into law, which says that all law is based off racism. So it has to go. And now you see why there's an attack on the freedom of speech. Now you see why there's an attack on freedom of expression. Now you see why there's an attack on parents. Because they want to break down culture. They say a nuclear family with two parents is white supremacy. These are things that white people say is right. Waking up early, they say it's white supremacy. Being efficient is white supremacy. Even drinking milk apparently is white supremacy. So they want to make you feel guilty for doing what capitalism has allowed us the ability to do. The abundance of capitalism. They want to make that a bad thing. And if you slap race onto it, you slap oppression onto it, people that are good in nature and just genuinely good people are going to just refrain from doing those things, or they're going to start looking at things in a different light. Because if this, in their mind, if they're very low information people, as far as these ideology goes, if meaning they're just living life every day. They're not so really worried about all this stuff. They're not spending hours a day researching people who believe they're oppressed and who just want to make a name for themselves because they're actually narcissists. They're secret narcissists is what these people are. The world is all about them. Me, 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 me. I'm oppressed. I live at the intersection of, you know, this oppression and this oppression. So look at me. Do everything for me. I can yell, you can't yell because I'm oppressed. You're not. Only I have a voice because they said I'm oppressed. You're not. So only I have a voice. And if you speak up, guess what? We're gonna label your video as hate speech on YouTube. Or we're gonna tell them to take your podcast off Spotify. We're gonna get all these jobs as coders. In Facebook, in Instagram, at YouTube, in Google, Alphabet, rather. And we're going to write all these algorithms that are going to suppress the voice of people who say that tradition is something that we should value. Now, thank God Elon Musk came in and bought Twitter because that's literally changing the game. And that's one thing I told my partners. I said, we may want to focus on Rumble, which is a free speech platform, and Twitter, or X. Because we understand that at any point in time, I mean, it's happened to Daily Wire, it's happened to Russell Brand, it happened to Alex Jones, Steven Crowder. You will get demonetized, and you possibly will get deleted off these platforms. So I just wanted to kind of introduce you to some of the things that we go through on a daily basis to try to bring these facts to you, these cultural happenings to you. There's a lot. It's not an easy job. It would be much easier for me to just say, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to make money. I'm going to focus on my businesses. And you know what? Let someone else do it. Let someone else take the risk and, you know, put themselves out there and spend hours a day reading all these leftist philosophers and watching all these World Economic Forum meetings to try to see what they really mean. But it's coming to a time where you won't be able to escape, even if you wanted to, you won't be able to escape what is happening to society, because it will touch you. It will touch your family. You can only stay on the sidelines for so long until you have a decision to make. And usually that decision comes way too late. Now, we've seen this happen in China. We've seen this happen in the Soviet Union. We've seen this happen in Mussolini's Italy. We've seen this happen in Hitler's Germany. We've seen this happen in you can name in Pol Pot's Cambodia, and there's just so many examples of this happening where people just were living a decent life, didn't want to get involved, didn't want to, you know, become activists or whatever you have to become to fight this. And eventually, their entire life was destroyed by the people because the majority of the population didn't want to get involved and become activists or just fight these fringes of society that is essentially where all these ideas come from. Thank you for watching and sticking around this long, and I really hope to see you on the next episode. And please, if you like this episode, do us a favor and share it with your friends to try to get the word out to more people. Subscribe to the podcast so that you can make sure that anytime an episode comes out, you can hear it. So thank you, and I will see you on the next episode.